Okay, continuing now. Bottom of the payment bank.
So then the Gemara says, well, don't worry. Not only are these things, do we have size for these things, but Tani, Eitz Chaim, right? Eitz Chaim, the tree of life in Gan Eden, Mahalech Chamesh Me'ot Shana. Its size is 500 years. Meaning it would take 500 years to walk it. And Amar Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Eli, Lof Sovadavar Nofo. That doesn't mean to walk up in its branches. It means, yes, exactly. Ella Afilu Karto. It means to walk around the girth of its trunk. Would take you 500 years. Very nice. Very impressive tree. It's bigger than the sequoias. Wonderful. I hope you've gone. It's not even that far from you.
Oh, yeah, I have.
Yeah, they're beautiful. Beautiful. Not 500 years. They're like 50 people can hold hands. Like all the famous pictures.
Like maybe a minute to walk around.
Yeah, they're really big. Beautiful, beautiful. I said that was when I made a bracha when I saw it. Of Shekachalo Bolamao. Unbelievable trees. You're very lucky on the West Coast. The redwoods are the tallest and the sequoias are the largest trees in the world. It's unbelievable. Okay, thank you. Okay, the Chol Pilug, thank you very much. Thank you. Okay. The Chol Pilug may break it. I was just talking about trees. And all the divisions of the rivers divide from it, from under it. Matam, how do we know? Vayaka eitz shatul palgemayim. Because the eights is, right from the Pasuk in Tehillim, is on. So Tani, eights chayim echad mishishim lagan. Now, not surprisingly, the Maharal has a very extensive metaphorical explanation of everything going on here. Not surprising, but. The Eitz Chaim is 1/60th of the size of Gan Eden. The Gan, now, understand that Gan Eden, for them, are two different things. Gan is Echad Mishishim Le'Eden, is 1/60th of Eden.
What?
Vinar, yes, meaning it's not Gan Eden, it's Gan in Eden. So the tree is the 60th of the Gan. Gan is the 60th of Eden. Vinar Yotze Me'Eden Lashkoda Da Gan.
Eden is like the land?
And then Tamsit Kor Tirkav Shotev. So now what exactly this phrase means is not entirely clear, but I'll give you one that the cup that you use to drink the water on a Beit Kor, right? You can use whatever's left over at the end of a at the end, and if you have a tirkav, right, which is three kav, right. So basically, what we're saying is that the river comes out of Eden and waters it, and the Gan, which is 1/60th, gets the leftover. Right, basically, right. You have a big kli, you use the water, and then with leftover, you water the smaller place. So that's what you do here. Right in the Bavli's version, it says the kol olam kulam mitamtsin Gan Eden ushed, or this idea that all of the world gets the leftovers of Gan Eden. Shneimar v'nar yotzim Eden lashkoda to Gan misham yiparid v'yar larba rashim. Right, so that would mean that the Gan gets the leftover of Eden, and the world gets the leftover of the Gan. Great. Okay. So am I. What? I mean, I don't know what this is exactly metaphorically. The Maharal, you know, not surprisingly, has an explanation, because the Maharal is best. What? No, no, we're up to that now. So now the Gemara says, Tamtzit Kush, Mitzrayim Shota. The leftover of Kush is what Mitzrayim has, because Kush is much bigger. And apparently Kush is 60 times the size of Mitzrayim. Vimtzit Omer Mitzrayim Malach Arbaim Yom, Kush Malach, Sheish Shanim Va'od. So that means that it takes 40 days to walk Mitzrayim and 6 years plus to walk around Kush. I have no idea what this means, because if you've been to Kush, it is not a 6 year walk. But okay. So you always do need to wonder what exactly this means and how much it is meant to be literal. Now we go back to the sky. Rabbanan Amrin, how thick is the sky? Kishnei Avod HaRishonim. The distance between land and the sky is like, yes, the lives of our forefathers. Why? Because how long did they live? 175 plus 180 plus 147. So do the math. It's not exactly, but they're approximating, yes. Right? Please, did you need a calculator to know that 175 plus 180 plus 147 is not precisely 500? Try that again. How much is it? Avram lives 175 years. Yitzchak lives 180. And Yaakov lives 147. It's 502. Right? It's approximate. Fine? So the distance is the lifetime of our fathers. Now, this is where, you know, the Maharal is obviously going to be in the right when he says, okay, the fact that you're formulating in that particular way tells me that there's something probably metaphorical going on here. You know, Kimea Shamayim al Haaretz. And what's the logic? Because we say that, right, the world exists. Right, Leman Yerbu Yimechem, Vimevenechem al Damashanish Basham of Dechem Latit Lehem, Kimea Shamayim al Haaretz. Right, God gives us the merit. Right? So in the schar of doing the mitzvot, they will live as long as kimei shamayim al aretz, which they're reading as the distance from shamayim to aretz, which is 500 years. And presumably there's other metaphorical things going on here. Right? Let's see. They have one explanation here. I'll give you one explanation here. So the Sfat Emet, they give a link to it, so why not look at it? Basically, they say that the point is that Avot Mimechayim Imshichu Achayim Eitzachayim. What they're saying is that the Avot, right, this is connected to the first half. The Sfat Emet says that they're continuing life of the Eitzachayim. Right, and that anyone who serves God for all 500 years without any bias, right, will be able to bring back life and bring geula, and that's what the Avot did, right? That the Avot collectively served God for like 500 pure years, and they brought back essentially they redeemed the world. Okay? Right, that's what they're trying to say, right? Nice idea, right? It's some sort of tikkun to the sin of Adam, something like that. Okay. Ukshem Shabain Haaretz La Rakia Malach Hamesh Meot Shana, just like there's 500 years between the land and the Rakia, Kach Bain Rakia La Rakia, so too between each heavens, right, the seven heavens, there is 500 years, Kach Bain Malach. The ovio and the thickness of each heaven is Mahale Chamesh Meot Shana, is another 500 years.
There's also the Malachim, how they're like similar size.
Yeah, the Chazon Ish is some explanation of how this means at certain parts of the atmosphere. What? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then the other correct. Yes. Well, the rakia here is the part of the atmosphere where the light shines between Alot HaShachar and Nitzach HaMa. I'm not sure what that means. Okay. Fine. Uma chamit meimar. Ov yosha rakia malachamesh meot shana. The words, how do you know that the thickness of the rakia is 500 years? Amar ibon yihi rakia betoch hamayim, yihi rakia batavech. When it says the rakia, the firmament, should be in the water, we say it should be batavech, meaning in the middle. And therefore it'd be the sides of the halal between the land to the firmament, right? So same size, so 500 years. Okay, now we have more drashot. Rav Amar Lachem Hayu Shamayim Bayom Rishon. Sorry, no. So then the Gemara says another point that Lachem Hayu Shamayim Bayom Rishon Visheni Karshu, right? The God didn't create the firmament day one, but rather he firmed up the firmament on day one. He created it on day one and he firmed it up on day two. Derav Amar Yehi Rakia, Yechazaka Rakia, and therefore he understands that Yehi Rakia doesn't mean it should be, but rather it should become strong. Yikrash Rakia, it should congeal. Yiglad Rakia, Yimatach Rakia, it should be stretched out. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, Yasekim in Matlid Rakia. What Yehi Rakia means, it should be stretched out. On the first day it existed, but it wasn't stretched out. Like we say, by stretching out gold, on, right, to make them into plates. Okay, more on the thickness of the rakia. Tani b'shem Rabbi Yeshua, ovio sharakia kishtei etzbaim. The thickness of the rakia is only two fingers. You mean in 500 years? Two fingers, yeah, sure. Milti derechinin pliga. And this argument of Chia, Damer of Chia, B'shem Rav Chanina, Tarkia, Ima, L'shchakim, Chazakim, Kreim, Mutzak, Tarkia, Melamed, Shein, Asuyin, Ketas. Right? That it's like a tas, which is a thin, a plate. Like a beaten metal, plate. And then they quote here in the footnote, the Chiddush of Rav Oppenheim says clearly this is arguing with the earlier Shita that the thickness is 50 years, but the Charedim says no, right, maybe they're only arguing on some parts of it. I don't know. Okay, then the Gemara says, Yachal Shein and Brian. Maybe you'll say that the firmament isn't strong. Tamad lomar chazakim. Yachal shein drop in. Maybe they can become weaker over time. Tamad lomar kirim mutzak. B'chol sha'a v'shan yirin mutzakim. It's always solid. Great. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan v'noach v'olam adam otech. Ol, a person, when he puts out a tent, ayudei shuhut kemai, after a little bit of time, rafa, it weakens. Bram hacha, but for God, the firmament he made, the tent he made, by Mdechem Ko'ol HaShevet, Uchtev Chazakim. Right? It's strong, he puts it like a tent. Rishuvim Ben Lakish, Omar Kim Binoch, Shvolom Adam Nosech Kalim. A person, puts like, right, anoints the vessels he makes of metal. Aide Shuru Malachaluda, and very quickly it becomes rusty. Bram Hacha, Kirim Mutsak, but the firmament never rusts. Shvachol Sha'ah Visha'ah. Hey, Niren Kishat Yitzikatan. The sky always looks equally new, right? Which the Fei Mareh points out is, yeah, God saying that he recreates the world like new every day. Rabbi Zari Omar Hadar Bashum Ben Lakish. So he comments on this idea that the world is always created new. Vaychulu Hashamayim Varetz Vichal Tzva'am. Vaychalu Kim Vayom Hashvi. Vayverach Lakim Vayom Hashvi. Right? So Vaychulu, you all know this. Machtiv Batrei. What is said after that? Elu Toldet Hashamayim. These are the creations of heaven. What's the connection between that? Ella yom nichlas v'yom yotzei, Shabbat nichlas v'shabbat yotzei. A day comes in, a day comes out. A Shabbat comes in, a Shabbat comes out. Chodesh nichlas, chodesh yotzei, shana nichlaset, v'shana yotzei, uktiv. Eile dodo shamayim v'aret b'hi bar'am. V'yom asod Hashem lukim eret v'shamayim. Right? That even though, right, the time keeps continuing, it's saying, right, even though a new day, a new year, it's still, the heaven and the earth still look as if they were just created, right? The newness remains. Okay, that is the end of this Agadata, and now we actually get back to the Mishnah. If you remember, we were commenting on a Mishnah a long time ago, right? Okay, so the Gemara says, Ad sof ha-shmura rishana, right? Rabbi Lezer says you read Shema until the end of the first watch. Rabbi Lezer, so how many watches are there? Rabbi Lezer Omer, Arba, we have the same machlok in the Bavli. Rabbi Omer, Arba Shmurat Bayom, Arba Shmurat Balayla. Rabbi says, four. Right? Now, these are watches of the angels in heaven when they sing to God. Right? So there's some sort of objective idea. As opposed to Rabbi Eliezer, who's based on the assumption that there are three. Right? That there are three watches. And now the Gemara says, okay, let's do some work about time. Sha'a, how long is an hour? Echad me'asrim varba v'yom, a 24th of the day. That much you know. Ha'ona, echad me'asrim varba l'sha'a is a 24th of an hour. Ha'eit, the moment, echad me'asrim varba l'ona is a 24th of that. Ha'rega, maybe that's a better translation, a moment. Echad me'asrim varba l'eit is a 24th of an eight. And kama hi rega, how much is a rega? And this is one of my favorite answers in the Gemara. Rebrechya b'shem Rabbi Chelba Omar kedel omro. Yes. How long is a moment? As long as it is the same moment. Happy? Rega? Rega. Got it? Yalla. New? Okay. Okay? It's like the most sardonic answer ever. Right? I mean, he meant it seriously, but still.
Lordy, it's not supposed to be precise.
Rabbanan Amri, Harega Karafayin, it's like closing your eyes, which is slightly longer. Tani Shmuel says, if you want precision, fine. Harega Echad Mechameshet Rebo, Visheshet Alafim, Ushmone Meot, Varbaim, Ushmone Lisha'a. Okay, you want a precise number, I'll give you. It's 1 out of 56,848 moments in an hour. Happy? That's a rega. Got it? Good luck doing that math. Well, yes, because according to the Mefarshim, if it's the amount of time of an I, it's 1/13,000th and 824th. 1/13,800. Now you should just know that there are different girsaot of whether a rega is 1,58,848, 56,848, 56,848, 56,824, or 13,824. back to Ashmoret. Rabbi Natan Omer, Shalosh, there's only three watches, as we talked about, Rosh Hashmona Tichona, right, and Tichona, which means the middle, implies that there's only three, right, there's a first, a last, and a middle, right, a sandwich Hashmora. So now the Gemara deals with this machloket of whether there's three or four, which again we have in the Bavli as well. Why does Rebbe say that there are four? Because David HaMelech, and you guys remember this from Agadata last year, said Chatzot Laila Akum Lahodot Lach Al Mishpatei Tzidkecha, that he said that at Chatzot I get up to praise you. Uchtiv Kidmu Enai Ashmurot. And then he said, and I got up, right, I preceded the day by Ashmurot, by plural. So if you got up at Chatzot and there's still multiple Ashmoret left until day, so then how many Ashmoret must there be? At least two more. Hence, what? Yeah, it's in the Bavli also. This is the beginning of Brachot, right? It's Daf Gimel. So yes. Ruchizgi Amar Rabzvika Rabba Khanamar Taima de Rebbe. V'chayim v'tamid Rebbe Natan. So they give reasons for Rebbe and Natan. Madam v'tamid Rebbe. So Rebbe says chatzot laila. Madam v'tamid Rebbe Natan. Rosh Hashmoret Hatichona. Right. So again, if you think that the analysis that will leave you to four is this chatzot with two more left analysis. And the one who says that there's three says Rosh Hashmoret Hatichona, which means there's a middle watch, which means there's three. There's one, two, and three. Fine. No, no, no. Chatzot HaLaila, which is halfway through the night, and there's two Hashmoret left. According to the one, there's four Hashmoret. No, according to the sheet, there's four Hashmoret. No, it's the Machloket. Is there three or four?
So the other side is that while you're in the middle of the second Hashmara, you can say that. Yeah.
Right, exactly. So Ma Mekayim Rabbi Tarim Rabbi Natan Taima De Rabbi Chatzot Laila. So how is Rabbi Natan going to explain the Chatzot Laila that he got up Ashmuret plural? Right? How's he going to explain that? Right? How did he get up plural Ashmuret before? Right? How's he going to do that? Right? What's he going to answer? So he says, "Pamim chatzot laila, ubam kinu ashmaret." Sometimes he got up only at chatzot, which is one and a half, a half ashmaret before the morning, and sometimes he got up earlier.
That's a different answer.
Correct. And what does it depend on? How many people he had over for? For dinner, very good, very good, very good. My beizid sad b'shar sheyad David soed v'sudat malachim. If he had a royal feast, chatzot laila, dinner went late, and therefore he had to get some more sleep, so he only got up at midnight. B'shar sheyad sudat malachim. If he ate when it was just his kids, his wife and kids, quick meal, went to sleep, and he woke up at 10 o'clock.
This is practical. What? This is the Bavli Gilead.
What? And then, Kibbu Ashmai Shwaret. Yeah? A few hours. This is a defense. By the way, I love how happy you are that you figured out what the Yerushalmi's answer was going to be. That the Yerushalmi was going to be, yep, depends. If you have too many people over for dinner, that, so the Gemara says, Mikol makam lo have shachra atya umashkech ledavid damech. Either way, the point is that by morning, the morning never found David sleeping. Who should David amar? And that's what David says, Ura kvodi, ura nevel chinari rashachar, wake up, my honor, wake up, right, with the lyre and the harper, however you do it, I shall wake up the morning. Itar yikre min kume ikre devare, wake up my honor before, right, I wake up before my creator, right, to honor my creator. Ikre lo chashiv kume min kodem ikre devare, because my honor is worth nothing compared to God's. Aira shachar, I will wake up the morning. Ana avina ma'orer shachara, shachar lo avina ma'orer li. I woke up the morning. Ha! I woke up the morning. The worker, the morning, doesn't wake up me. Right, which is the way you're supposed to be it, right? Wake up to work God. Vaya Yitzro Mekatrigov Amar Lo David Darkan Shmachum Yoda Shacham Aururan. Vadamar Ira Shachar, and his Yitzhahara would say, David, that's not what kings do. Kings sleep in, man. Darkan Mishamlachum Yogishin Natshalot Shod. Kings sleep for hours, till 3 hours into the day. Vadamar Chatzot Lail Akum. You get up at Chatzot? What type of king are you? Who Omer? And he says, because I'm getting up to learn, to thank God, to praise Him. Okay, let's stop this stuff there. And what are we going to get in the next stuff? What do you think? No, come on. Remember the Bavli. What are you going to get? What I got it that you think you're going to get? No. David's magical alarm clock.
Oh, yeah.
Devil's magical alarm clock. Remember that? Yeah. Okay, let's stop here. That's...